What's up, everybody, and welcome back. We are just moving right along this MLS season. We are here, match day 10. Did not get to watch as many games as I wanted to over the weekend for match day 9, but we're going to go ahead, break it down, see how our predictions were for last week, and then our predictions for week 10. So first up, we have Houston Dynamo against Austin FC. We thought that the score was going to be 3-2, but it actually ended up being 2-1 Austin. Austin picks up the road win. Pereira and DeRussi for them, they're on fire. Austin FC, I believe, is on fire. One of the top teams in the league, as we'll see with the power rankings and the standings currently. So next up, we have Toronto FC, FC Cincinnati. We thought Toronto was going to win 2-1, but actually ended up being the opposite. 2-1 FC Cincinnati with goals by Murphy and Acosta for FC Cincinnati and Jimenez for Toronto. Jimenez is like, he's scoring all these goals. I think him and DeRussi are tied for the most goals in the MLS, and his side is not winning games, so I don't know. Next up, we have Real Salt Lake against LA Galaxy. We predicted this to be a 2-0 win for the Galaxy, but Real Salt Lake comes out and wins the game at home 1-0 over LA. I'm very surprised by that with the way that Real Salt Lake was struggling, but it is what it is. Next up, we have Montreal versus Atlanta United. I thought that this game was going to be a 1-0 win for Montreal. They did, however, win, but it was a 2-1 win with Miller and Torres scoring, and then Moreno for Atlanta. Next up, we have the Rebs versus Inter Miami. We thought that this game was going to be a 3-1 win for the Rebs, but they actually got the clean sheet and won 2-0 over Inter Miami. I'm very surprised by that. I thought that we would see at least a goal from Miami. Next up, we have Columbus Crew versus DC United. I thought that this was going to end up a 1-1 draw with the way that the Crew have been playing, but man, they came out and smacked DC United in the mouth and won 3-0. Very surprised by that score. And then next up, we have Orlando City versus Charlotte FC. I thought this was going to be a 2-1 win for Orlando, and we hit it right on the head with Ruin and Torres scoring for Orlando, and Fuchs in the 60th minute on a penalty for Charlotte. We're just going to move right along here. We got Chicago versus New York Red Bull. I thought the Red Bull were going to win 1-0, but it actually ended up being 2-1 Red Bulls. Shaqiri scores for Chicago at home with a penalty, and then Kilmala in the 75th and 90th minute for the Red Bulls. And that 90th penalty shot wins the game for them. Moving on, we have Sporting Kansas City versus FC Dallas. Thought it was going to be a 2-0 win for FC Dallas, but it ended up being a 2-2 draw. So got the Dallas score right, but did not get the Kansas City score right. Now we move on to Colorado versus Portland Timbers. Thought this was going to be a 1-1 draw. It actually ended up being a 2-0 win for the Rapids, with Rubio and Kay scoring. Then one of the hottest teams in the league right now, NYCFC versus San Jose. We predicted 3-1. We actually got 3-0. They shut Earthquakes out. New York City is on fire right now, and I like it. I kind of like it. They need to be playing that way. They won the championship last year. They're starting to defend it. Next up, we have Nashville SC against Philadelphia Union. I got to watch part of this game. I'm very surprised that Nashville did not win this game. In that first half, Andre Blake saved everything. Everything. He had to be the player of the game for that game, but we thought it was going to be a 2-0 win for Nashville. It actually ended up being a 1-1 draw. Very surprising, but at the same time, with Blake there in goal, it's not surprising. And for our last game of the weekend, it was LAFC versus Minnesota United. I predicted it was going to be a 3-0 win. Actually ended up being a 2-0 win for LAFC. So currently, here are the standings for the league. So the East, we got Philadelphia, New York Red Bull, Orlando City, Montreal, FC Cincinnati. NYCFC, Columbus Crew, and Atlanta rounding out the top seven in the East. And for the West, we have LAFC, Austin FC, LA Galaxy, FC Dallas, Real Salt Lake, Minnesota United, and Houston Dynamo. Now over here, new, we have power ranking, and it's my power ranking. I put together a formula to put together the top 10, and so this is my top 10 compared to the other top 10. Power ranking, I have LA, FC, Austin, Red Bulls, Philadelphia, Orlando City, Dallas, Galaxy, NYCFC, Minnesota United, and Montreal in the top 10, which is kind of close to what the other power ranking is. It looks like this power ranking has LAFC, Austin FC, Philadelphia, Red Bulls, Orlando, Galaxy, Dallas, Salt Lake, Minnesota, Montreal. So there's a couple of them from my formula different than theirs. So yeah, so moving on, we got our current stats for games. We've picked 126. We have 53 winners correct, and we have 7 perfect games. So our team of the week goes to Columbus Crew. I know that there was a couple different teams that won like 3-0, and I just thought that they had the hardest opponent with DC United. So that's how I decided that one. For the player of the week, it was hard for me to pick this because it was against Atlanta United, but for a center back to come in and score a goal and get an assist in a game and play as well as he did, I have to give it to Miller. He definitely deserves player of the week in my opinion. So let's go ahead and move on over to this week's predictions. First up, we have FC Cincinnati versus Toronto FC. This game is being played tonight, May 4th at 7:30. So we're starting a little early this week. FC Cincinnati currently are on their current form is 2 wins, a draw, 2 losses. Toronto's is the same thing, 2 wins, a draw, 2 losses. This is a hard one to pick, but I'm going to have to go with a draw. They're just not, you got 8th in the table, 11th in the table in the East there. And I just think that Toronto needs to pick it up. Jimenez is scoring pretty good right now. So I just think that this is going to be a 1-1 draw. So next up, we have Charlotte FC versus Inter Miami. Currently, Charlotte FC are 2 wins, a draw, 2 losses, where Inter Miami is 4 wins, no draws, and a loss, which their loss, they were shut out against the Revs. They were playing away at the Revs. This is going to be a close game, in my opinion. but don't think that there's going to be any kind of score. I think it's going to be a 0-0 draw there in Charlotte. So next up, we have Montreal versus Orlando City. They are playing in Montreal. Montreal are currently 4 wins, a draw, and no losses. They are on fire right now. But on the other hand, so is Orlando City with 4 wins and a loss. They did lose to the Red Bulls, not last weekend, the weekend before. Montreal, though, hasn't kept a clean sheet in the last 11 matches. And for Orlando City, they haven't kept one in the last 5. They're both scoring goals. Montreal right now has 16 goals in the league, where Orlando has 12. I think it's going to be a little bit more defensive, but I do believe that Montreal gets a win here, 2-1 over Orlando City. So now we move on. We got Atlanta United versus Chicago Fire. Currently, Atlanta is struggling. Their current 5 form is 1 win, a draw, and 3 losses. Where Chicago is also struggling with 1 draw and 4 losses in the last 5. And also for Atlanta, that win was against Chattanooga FC in the U.S. Open Cup. With that being said, with them being at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta is struggling to score. But in this game, I do believe that they end up winning against Chicago 2-0 there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So moving on from a team that doesn't score very much to a team that scores a good bit, we have NYC FC versus Sporting Kansas City. Currently, NYC is 3 wins, a draw and a loss, where Kansas City is 2 draws and 3 losses. So they are still struggling, and it sucks because they are going to continue to struggle with NYCFC at home at Yankee Stadium. They're not going to lose this game. They can't, right? They can't lose against Sporting. And I believe that it is a win 3-1 over Sporting for NYCFC. So now we move on to the other New York team against Portland Timbers. You've got the Red Bulls that at 3 wins, a draw, and a loss. Portland is currently top. Their 5 form is 1 win, 2 draws, 2 losses. Timber are struggling. New York Red Bull are currently sitting 2nd in the East, so they're looking pretty hot. But they've only scored 14 goals. They are also, they don't have as much possession as other teams. They are only averaging 42.9% of possession during games, but they're finding ways to win. And also, they're playing as a team because on their 14 goals, 10 of them have assists. With that being said, I believe that Red Bull get this done, but just slightly, with a win over the Timbers 1-0 there at Red Bull Arena. Now we have DC United versus Houston Dynamo. DC currently have 2 wins and 3 losses, where Houston Dynamo are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. This one is kind of hard for me because both teams are very inconsistent. Not playing, like, they'll play well one game, not the other, and all that. So I had to go with, even though them being at Audi Field, I have to go with a 2-2 draw in this matchup. So now we have New England Revs versus Columbus Crew. Revs currently 2 wins and 3 losses, whereas Columbus Crew are 1 win, 1 draw, and 3 losses. Both teams are struggling. I said that again for Columbus last week. I thought Columbus was going to lose, and actually they came out and beat DC 3-0, as we heard earlier in the video. And then also for the Revs, you know, I guess them to win over Inter Miami, and maybe they'll turn it around just because Matt Turner's back. I'm surprised by that, but he kept a clean sheet in his first game back, so kudos to him. But with that being said, I do believe that the struggles continue for Columbus, and I believe that the Revs get a 1-0 win over Columbus Crew in this matchup. Now, next up, we have Minnesota United versus FC Cincinnati. Minnesota has been doing pretty well recently, in my opinion. They currently have 3 wins and 2 losses. Even though they did lose last week, it's because they played LAFC. Let's just say right now, LAFC is the best team in the league right now. And then for FC Cincinnati, they have 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. So they also are playing tonight. So FC Cincinnati is playing on Wednesday and then also on Saturday. So that's a quick turnaround for them. And I think that with that quick turnaround, it's not going to bother them that much because I think that they go into Minnesota and actually win this game 1-0 over United. Moving on to an 8:30 game on Saturday, we have FC Dallas versus Seattle Sounders. This is going to be a good game, in my opinion. I know Seattle is struggling with the MLS, but let's hope that they can go on and win the Champions League. FC Dallas are currently they have 3 wins and 2 draws, no losses, so 5-game unbeaten streak is what I was going to say. For Seattle Sounders, they have 1 win, 2 draws, 2 losses in the last 5. I think Seattle continues to struggle, and I think that FC Dallas wins this game at home 2-1 over Seattle. Next up, we have the Earthquakes versus Colorado Rapids. Both of these teams are struggling. They're struggling to win games, even though Colorado is 8th in their table and San Jose is in 13th, I think with only 1 win. Yeah, 1 win. Colorado are 3-3-3. Both teams have scored, though. I mean, San Jose has 15 goals this year and Colorado have 11. But there's not enough for me to determine who wins this game. And I think that it's just going to end up in a draw, 1-1. I'll say it's 1-1, but it could possibly be a 0-0 or a 2-2 draw, in my opinion. So I think the biggest matchup is this right here. We have LAFC versus Philadelphia Union. Currently, LAFC are 4 wins and a loss in the last five, whereas the Union are 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss. Both teams are first place in their conference, but Philadelphia Union is only holding 38.9% possession during the game. Their last two games they have drawn, so I kind of feel like they're leveling out. People are figuring them out. LAFC, on the other hand, they're just too good right now. I mean, they've scored 21 goals this season so far. Union have only scored 12. I think that this is not going to be a close game. I think that LAFC wins this game 3-1. They are at home. I think that LAFC score all three of their goals before the Union do. I think that the Union just get one back close to the end of the game just to draw it a little closer, but that's how I feel. I think LAFC is currently the best team in the league, and it's really, you can debate that Austin is up there with them, but I think right now it's LAFC's, you know, their, I guess, MLS Cup to lose. I think that if they can continue to play how they're playing, no one's going to stop them. That's just my opinion. So that leads us into Vancouver Whitecaps versus Toronto FC. So we got the Canadian Bowl over here. Whitecaps currently are 1 win, 4 losses, where Toronto are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think that Toronto go into the Whitecaps and get a 1-0 victory. I just think that Toronto has the stronger side. Obviously, it could be wrong because the Whitecaps are at home, and I don't think too many away teams have won this year, so we're going to go with that. 1-0 win for Toronto over the Whitecaps. We move on to Nashville SC versus Real Salt Lake. We are back at Geodis Park for Nashville SC. Currently, they are 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss, whereas Real Salt Lake are 1 win, 2 draws, 2 losses. Again, I think that Nashville is definitely a better team than Real Salt Lake. Even though Real Salt Lake is 5th in the table and Nashville is 9th, we also got to take in consideration that Nashville has played all away games except for the last game. With that being said, I think that Nashville are going to take a spark from their last game because they probably really, really wanted to win against the Union at home for their first game in the new stadium. But I think that they come out and smack Real Salt Lake in the mouth with a 3-0 victory. So that leads us into our final game of the week, which is actually on Sunday. I'm sorry. I apologize. For some reason, I thought it said Monday. So Sunday, the 8th, we have Austin FC versus LA Galaxy. Currently, Austin is 4 wins and a loss, whereas LA Galaxy are 3 wins, a draw, and a loss. They lost to Real Salt Lake last week. This is going to be a good game. It's 2 against 3 in the table. On the west side, these two teams have played each other twice, and both teams have a win coming at home. So both teams have won at home. But on this game, I don't think Austin wins, but it ends up being a draw. I think it's going to be a 2-2 draw, even though Austin is tied with LAFC with 21 goals on the season, which is crazy to me. Austin is playing so well in team play because out of those 21 goals, they have 18 assists. I have to say, that is pretty impressive. Both teams like to possess the ball in this game. You know, Austin has 57.8% of possession average, whereas LA Galaxy has 57. So if there is a winner, I think whoever has more possession, I will say that usually it doesn't happen that way, but I think whoever has more possession in this game will win this game. So thank you for watching. This is my match day 10 predictions. Please tell me in the comments below who you think is going to win this week. Tell me what you thought of last week. Please give the video a thumbs up. If you really like the content, please subscribe. Also, I might try to start doing maybe like a little bit of like a podcast to go more in depth, and they're going to be longer. I'll just sit and talk. So if you have questions, please put them in the comments, and we'll check them out. So thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.